I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Get Merry Show. Let's be best friends and talk about real life, the mess, the magic, and everything in between.
Every week, you'll walk away feeling inspired with doable action steps and realize you're never alone. I'm Emma.
And I'm Carla. We're your hosts. You might know us as the Merrymaker Sisters.
And yes, we are real life sisters.
Are you ready?
Let's get merry.
That was pretty good. Welcome to episode 220 on the Get Merry podcast. We're so excited to be here with you today. It's just me and Emma, a bonus episode for you this week, because we're really excited. We're hosting a free masterclass on this topic that we're talking about on the podcast. So if you want to delve a little deeper into everything that we talk about today and get some serious action steps, then you definitely want to sign up at themerrymakersisters.com/goals, G-O-A-L-S, because our masterclass is happening this Thursday night at 6:30. Australian Eastern Standard Time, though that is the Thursday. That was so mumble. Thursday, the 7th of November. So definitely make sure you come, put in your calendar. But the topic is, drum roll.
5 ways you're self-sabotaging your goals.
No, I meant for this podcast.
Oh. But that was the masterclass.
That was for the masterclass. But yeah,
it's all about self-sabotaging, and it's more like this is just going to be like a general chat, I guess. And the masterclass will delve deeper, as Carl said. But I'm excited about this topic because
more structured.
I feel like, you know, we all have done it in our past. We've all created a goal, or we've made this like, okay, I desire this to be in my life. I want to achieve this, or I want to welcome this. And then we get on our path and then boom, we do something to kind of let it all crumble apart, or we make it fall apart. We make ourselves fail. Whether we do it purposely or subconsciously, it just happens because of whatever reason. This is a very common human trait.
Yeah, I mean, we can think about it like any kind of health kick or any kind of health plan that you want to begin. Like, how many times have you, listening, started something with such good intentions and then a week in, 2 weeks in, even 3 weeks in, you just have it stopped? Like, you don't do it anymore.
Yeah. And it's not even like, I mean, this is like all areas, right? Another good common area is like career and business. Like, how many times have you wanted to, I'm going to start this thing.
I'm going to look for a new job.
Yeah. And then you start and then it just falls away. Like, it just like you stop working towards it. Mm. And I mean, this topic is very relatable to episode 218, the grit episode, I think, because it's all part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, self-sabotaging is like a way to do that, is you just stop working on your goal. Whereas we talked about grit as in like that is the way to success. Like, yeah, you just keep going, you keep persisting, you do the hard work, which is like such an amazing quality. If you can see that you have that in one area of your life, you can transfer that to any area of your life.
Yeah, I think the issue maybe that we have is the thing we want to do or the thing that we want to achieve. Like, the journey towards it has no joy.
Yeah, or we make it like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, true.
Life
true.
Is all how you see it. So it's all
exactly
how you make it.
And it's also like you can not even how you see it, it's how you plan it, it's how you get there. Because yeah, a health kick can be horrible. I know, I've done it. I've starved myself.
Well, it's even the way when how you begin it. Like,
and that's not even a health kick.
Like, what is your intention behind it? Because yeah, your intention behind something is coming from a place of fear, because I'm not good enough, or I'm not enough, I'm incomplete, I need this to make me complete and make me accepted, then how on earth would we ever achieve anything with that kind of mindset? We wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, so it makes sense as to why we don't achieve what we think we want to achieve, because the intention behind it isn't fueled by anything that brings joy or brings love or brings light. It's fueled by fear and darkness and I'm not enough and I'm grasping and reaching and it's a slog.
And it's like, I'm not enough now, so why would I ever be enough? Because I can't even see that I'm ever, like, I can't see it. Therefore, it won't come to fruition. It won't become my reality because I simply cannot see that I am enough.
And, like, this is what we were talking about earlier today, because we had a few comments from some of our Mary Body members about moving in yoga, and that they found it difficult because they felt like their stomach was in the way, kind of thing.
Yeah, like they had extra fat there that was, so they couldn't fold.
Yeah, and we totally get that. Yeah, we've had less than some people and we've had more than some people around the belly area. We fit into both, as would everyone. There's always someone with more, someone with less. That is how it works. And we get that. It's annoying, well, right?
Like, I can definitely, like, I know when, like, say there's been times in my life where I have had more weight, I've been carrying more weight, and yeah, you can feel it. Like, I do a lateral side stretch, so I'm sitting cross-legged, I've got my right arm above my head and I'm stretching to the side and
to the left
to the left, and I can feel the roll on my hip get in the way, and I've felt that before. And I'm like, oh, that's annoying. Mm. And now, I mean, like, since working on my mindset, I mean, I still have that. I still have that there. I've just felt it. It's there.
But now, I forgot about you.
Yeah, I just don't get angry at it. I don't get – I'm just like, yeah, this is me. Yeah. I have that. It doesn't make me less. It doesn't make me more. Like, it's fine.
So the idea is between – like, and we can look at this really literally with your side stretch. Compared to your side stretch when you used to label that bit of fat as bad, annoying, frustrating, like, was your yoga practice enjoyable?
No, because I was so focused on my fat and how I need to change. Now I'm here and I'm breathing and I'm focusing on the movement. I'm feeling grateful for my body to be able to move. And, yeah, if I want to welcome a change physically, I work towards that in this really loving, kind way, and that's the difference, the journey, right?
And so then you have seen results.
And therefore I show up to the mat with excitement, with like, I'm here.
And so therefore you don't self-sabotage.
Yeah, I do it.
Because it's this thing you enjoy now. Exactly. Instead of like how awful that we used to talk to our bodies like that, and we used to tell ourselves we're not enough, when we're freaking doing our best, just showing up to the mat, trying to do our stretches, and here's my mind telling me that I suck.
It's so mean.
And I've just shown up, I've done my best, and my mind is still telling me that I'm a poo human because I have a bit of fat on my hip.
I know. And I think that's the thing. It's like, see yourself as enough even before you do, like, if you are showing up, if you've got that intention to move your body or whatever it might be, like, whatever you want to welcome new job in, like, I'm trying my best.
Find the boyfriend, the girlfriend.
Like, whatever your goal is, to whatever you want to welcome in, like, you take a step towards that, like, boom, you're doing your best.
And then,
well done.
Well, we think about this, if, I mean, it just makes so much sense. If you were treating yourself like that and your brain was – your mind was telling you that you're not enough with this side stretch, you've got this bit of fat and it's in the way and it's frustrating and it hangs over the pants and it's just annoying and you hate it and you wish it wasn't there, of course our brain is going to do everything it can to not get us on the mat again, because what an awful experience.
Yeah, so true.
How did you feel when you left that class? Not that great, because all we were doing were judging ourselves that whole hour and telling ourselves, like, how you need to change and, oh, probably don't eat that today because you already ate that today, and going through and counting the calories and how many meals did I eat, or what did this, how many hours, rah, rah, rah. Overwhelming much?
Yeah. Like, and I mean, and that's where it's like, okay, so if we get one thing from this episode, It's like the intention behind everything we want to welcome in is really important. And not only is it really important to make it a more enjoyable experience, it'll actually help us succeed. Mm-hmm. And like that's a really exciting thing because that's a simple switch with practice. And yeah, well, you'll fall back and I'll fall back, but it's a switch, right?
So yeah, it's like, so, and then there's more motivation to create a joyful experience because if you can, because sometimes I think we have these beliefs that being healthy should be boring. It should be hard work, right? It should be something we don't enjoy. I know I used to think that exercise was a chore, that it was punishment, that it was something I had to do, that it was just that thing on my list that if I didn't do it, then I would make myself feel bad. So I better go do it because I don't want to feel bad about myself.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's bizarre. And so that's how I used to think about it. But now I think about it so differently. I'm like, I can't wait to do that.
But this is where it's like, create your exercise like you look at it like it's a hobby as well. Like look at it like just you're doing it for the pure joy of doing it. And that's why it's important to find a way of movement that you love. I mean, because I think back and I'm like, the gym, like I have this very toxic mindset around it. But I probably could have easily if I like
changed my mindset
around it. Yeah. I like doing this. I'm doing this with my sister. I'm hanging out. Like, we're doing this.
We used to have so much fun.
I know, but there was still that, like, toxic energy behind it.
Because the intention behind it was, I'm not enough. You need to lose weight. Yeah. You need to lift heavier. You're not good enough. You're still good enough.
It's just so amazing. Like, and I mean, we talk about this topic, obviously, quite a lot because it is a big theme of everything we do. And I mean, I think it is the theme. And I think it also stems across to every other area anyway, because it's just that I am not enough.
Yeah.
Like, which can cross over to which every means single
that,
thing.
If we do it like that, if we're looking at our health like that, what else are we looking at like that?
Everything. Yeah. It's like, I am not worthy.
So what am I not, what am I not allowing in? Or what am I actually saying no to? Like, have you ever been given an opportunity where someone has said, excuse me, I would like you to step up, not in those words, obviously, but has there been a moment like that and when you've actually said no? And then it's like, why?
Mm.
Like, why did we say no?
Because you think you're going to fail already. You see yourself not you're not good enough.
We think we don't have enough education, enough qualifications, enough experience. And like in the book that we're reading or that I've read, you're reading, Lean In, like, the author talks about how men, when they get offered an opportunity, they're likely to take it if they think they're like 40% qualified for something.
60%.
60%.
I just read that bit literally
really?
Today.
Yeah. So, like, okay, 60% qualified. Whereas women, they feel like they need to be like 150.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
Like,
and then this is where this quote I shared on Instagram the other day, it's about women, like women need to shift your thinking from I'm not ready to do that to thinking I want to do that and I'll learn by doing it.
Yeah.
And I mean, ain't that the truth? It's like
we don't know how to do something until we do it.
It's like,
and so we better go do the thing we want to do so we can do it better and do it more.
Well, and I mean, I think like – and the thing is, I mean, you know that quote, which I know we talk about a lot, like how you do one thing is how you do everything. I am going to disagree with this quote. I've been thinking about this lately because I am not like that. The better quote, in my opinion, is how I do one thing is how I can do everything. Because I tell you what, like we have thrown ourselves in with our business, but there's still stuff that I won't throw myself in. Like, you know, like get me in the surf and like, no, I will be thinking about that, like surfing on a wave. Like that's scary. Yeah, but so is freaking quitting your job and like running a business.
That's a terrible example. That's physical fear. Like your body, you're afraid that you might hurt yourself.
Okay, what about another one? Yeah, like give me another love one. Life.
Okay,
there we go.
I was like waiting for it. I was like, where's the real example? Because there's no way you're going in the ocean anyway.
Okay, so I can do this with business. I can put myself out there. Like, I
call you out.
Yeah, whatever, sister, little sister. And I'm fine. I'm not even afraid. I'm like, yeah, let's just do it. Like, I'm not afraid.
You're
and
like,
then,
yeah, just buy that. Yeah, just spend that. Just hire that.
I believe
that
it. I believe we can do it. Mm-hmm. I know we can do it. We'll just learn. We're just going to, like, pedal and get there and we'll be smooth sailing soon. I don't know. It's like never. Not even a metaphor. It's like the way Whatever.
What is smooth sailing?
I have no idea. And why am I pedaling on the boat? It's a paddle boat.
Can we please have a bigger boat?
Yes.
I don't want a paddle boat.
Okay, like a ship. I had a dream about a ship last night. I had weird dreams.
I had
last
an odd
night.
Dream last night too. It was awful.
Anyway, we've got to finish the story. One bit about my dream. Black kangaroos jumping on the ocean, like really fast in the ocean. Weird, wow. Right? So weird.
Do you want to hear another weird thing? So yesterday we went to this thing called Mother it's not a thing. It's a lady. Her name is Mother Mira and she's a Dachshund.
Maybe this is why I had weird dreams.
Perhaps. I had really weird dreams.
Oh, did I die?
No, someone else did. It was awful.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
But, you know, that just means change is coming.
Oh.
New beginnings.
This makes sense then.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think I know who,
you know
it's,
who
about.
It's about. Excellent. Lucky them. I'm excited about their changes. Cool. Okay, so we went to Mother Mira, and Mother Mira is a Darshan, or does she do
she
something?
She does the Darshan.
Does the Darshan.
So this is, yeah, I'll read it out.
Tell me, because you did your research.
I did my research after. How funny is that?
Yeah, because
I like that.
Do you know what? I love this.
Yeah.
So we went to this thing, no idea, no like perception or idea of what we were heading into, and we kept saying to ourselves without actually talking about, let's say, this mantra. I kept saying empty, empty, open, open, and Emma was like, I am an open vessel. I am an open vessel. Yeah. So we had these similar mantras, yeah, going into this weird thing that we'd never been to with our friend Christy, who was like, come to this thing. And we're like, okay. Which is a fun way to live life sometimes.
Oh my God, just say yes.
Yes.
Say freaking yes. I've got to say yes more. So Dachshund with Mother Mira. And it's a ritual where she touches your head and then she lets you go. So she's touching your head and then she holds it for like 30 seconds. Yeah, not even
30 seconds. Probably 20.
And your head is bowed. You're on your knees in front of her. And then she removes her hands and then you look up towards her and you look directly into her eyes. She holds your gaze for however long
she believes.
Then she will look down and you kind of like bow your head a little bit and then you come to your feet and walk away. And it's a process of everyone who's in that room receives this darshan. And I mean, there was about 60 people. We were towards the end. So it was like a deep meditation. And I say deep meditation, like very lightly,
it's
actually.
Not deep.
Because Carla's like in her chair, like, what's going on? Looking.
You're not allowed to talk. It's silent. But I'm like trying to see the stage.
And I was like, Carla, you need to calm
down. I was
down.
Fine. I was just intrigued.
I know.
We're
it was really
thing.
Fun. But yeah, so it was a cool experience. I don't even know how we got onto this.
I just
topic.
Wanted to tell you guys about it.
Oh, okay.
And it was really fun.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And also then we're thinking, talking about dreams. And
yeah, so maybe that was why.
That was
my
maybe
dream
why
was
had a
out
weird
of control.
Dream.
Black
kangaroos.
Weird. So vivid. I can picture it perfectly,
wow,
in my mind. And this ship that was like on the side, it was frightening. And then all these people. Then this woman with long hair in this small room with trinkets and gemstones. And
treasure.
Yeah, it was like an adventure dream. It was really
God,
cool. It just kept
fun.
Going and going and going and going. And I was like, whoa.
Like, I never want to wake up.
Wow. So colorful, vivid.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful dream. Very beautiful.
Do you guys have dreams in color or do you dream in black and white?
That was very colorful.
Yeah.
But so back
mine
to my
was black and white.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So back to the other story. Okay, compare. So business, yeah, jump in, 2 feet. I'm not afraid. We'll figure it out.
Mm.
Love life, not so much.
Mm.
Like, jump in? Hell no. I'm scared of getting my heart broken. And now
again,
I live in a fear box. And I'm like,
let me out of the box.
Seriously, I know. It's
you
so scary. It's so scary,
you
though.
You have the key. You just open up that gate.
I know.
Wait, it's not even locked. You can just push the gate.
I know.
Open.
Just push the gate and like take a step. But, yeah, there you go. So how I do one thing is how I can do everything, not how I do everything.
But that's the idea behind that quote.
Yes. Yeah, so I know, but now
idea,
now it
yeah,
makes
I
more
like
sense.
It. But the idea behind that is, like, so check in where there's one thing that you're doing where perhaps you don't like, and then you open your eyes a little wider and your mind a little wider and you're like, wow, I do that with everything. But then you can see the opposite trait because you probably do the opposite trait as well. And you're like, wait, no, I do the other thing here, which
yeah.
means I can do
welcome
it.
That in.
I can welcome
well,
it.
Well, it's
in.
Like, so yeah, so find something. Say you want to welcome in a new fitness practice, a yoga class every day, whatever you want to do.
Every second day.
And it's like, well, like, what do you do every day consistently. Like, what is a really consistent thing in your life? And then realize that can be transferred over to anything else you want to welcome in.
Like your daily coffee.
Yeah.
Like, you're so committed to that coffee every morning. Wow. Can you bring that commitment to your practice?
I know, right?
Your other practice?
But then it's like, well, why? Let's think about this. Like, I mean, this podcast is all about reflection, right? It, like, we talk about stuff and it's all about raising awareness and then reflecting. And this is what we need to do to figure out if we need to do some work on our self-sabotaging. We need to realize we are self-sabotaging.
Yeah, before we can make any change, we need to realize
we need to make something
that there needs to be a change about.
Yeah. So it's all about reflection.
And before that, it's all about acceptance, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so before that.
And forgiveness.
And forgiveness of everything that we're going to find out about ourselves that we didn't know was there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we found it. Okay, forgive. Well done. Pass, Carla. It's okay.
It's like, it's all right. Give yourself a cuddle.
Yeah.
You're just so human.
Oh.
Oh, aren't we human. All? Aren't we all little humans. Humans on this planet? But yeah, so it is, and that is a disclaimer. Like, this isn't designed to make you feel shame. No, it's designed to make you feel empowered and like
allow space excited. For reflection. That maybe there's a moment where we said one thing and you resonated with it, and that's your moment to press pause and reflect and be like, oh yeah, me too.
Yeah,
and. This is why this is why we're hosting this masterclass, you know, because we were looking at all things self-sabotage and we're like, why did we do this? Like, what is it? Like, what do we do and why? And we came up with the five, I reckon, like the key reasons why we would self-sabotage and how we self-sabotage. Like, what is it that we do that stops us from being successful in our own, yeah. in our own eyes? That's also a disclaimer, because my success doesn't look like your success and vice versa. So it's like, what are we doing that's stopping us from reaching those goals? Because everything is possible. Everything.
Yeah. It's our limiting beliefs that make it impossible. And
so in the masterclass, we're going to talk about that and how to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Like, exact action steps.
Yeah. And I mean, that's...
Like, I'm talking like you're going to be walking away from the masterclass and you're going to be like, I'm going to do that right now.
Well, the thing is, they're really doable, easy.
Maybe the next day, because it'll be like nighttime.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can... But you know what? It'll be like time to reflect. And that, I think it's like, allow the space to reflect. And I mean, I think I've been in this phase the last probably like month of like a lot of reflection. And... sometimes it's important to stop and reflect. Sometimes you really need to like do that, especially when there might be an area in your life that seems to always be like not going according to plan. And not that it is according to plan. Maybe not. That's not the right term. If there's an area in your life that is always falling apart, like it always feels like it's like here and then it's like boom, crash, burn. Then maybe it's a good time to stop and reflect, but not dwell.
Is it falling apart or falling into place?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Is it crashing and burning, or is it the phoenix flames?
It's making way for it's making way for whatever's to come.
And then you will look back on the moment and you will be so grateful.
And already, of course, I'm always grateful for it.
Mm.
Like, not when you're really... in and amongst it.
Yeah.
I know I have that unwavering faith of like, one day I will be grateful for it. But right now I am not. And I'm just going to sit here in my sadness.
And there's two, I think there's, so there's some moments in time where you do need to stop. You need the space and you need to reflect, because so often we're like, go, 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 go.
Yeah.
Onto the next thing, onto the next thing. Then there's also a space where it's like, maybe I've been reflecting a little too long. Maybe I've been in this stillness, in this space a little bit too long, just floating about, just like, you know, going with the flow and whatever. And we were talking about this today, and if this is a term coined by someone else, please tell me. I haven't Googled it yet. We literally talked about it 2 hours ago, but active flow. So it's like, so how can we be in a flow, but not so much in a flow that we're just like this complete person who's surrendered, who's just like, I'm just going to be here and whatever comes, comes. Because I'm a firm believer that sometimes you have to reach out and grab the thing.
Oh my God, we have to. And I mean, this is why I think we love this Sheryl Sandberg and her book Lean In, because she's like, opportunities are everywhere, but you have to go out and seize that opportunity.
You have to say, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to take this and use it. And hell yeah, hell to the yeah. And if you want to do something, you need to do that. We need to do that because we can't just sit back and let it happen.
Mm.
I mean, we'll sit back and let something happen, but like, what if there is something you really, really want to go out and achieve? Like, what if, and you have it in your mind, like, I'm not quite there yet. I'm not ready yet. I'm like, freaking hell yeah, you're ready. And you're, I need to listen to my own advice when it comes to the love life area, right? Like, because, like, the career, the business, like, if anyone's going to tell me that they're not ready, I'm like, what the frick? And then, like, you know, I will say my stuff.
I'm not ready.
Yeah, I'm not ready. I'm scared. And it's the same thing. Yeah, so I should really listen to my own advice. But, I mean, we're all on our own journeys, hey?
Like, but I'm scared. But then, I don't want to.
But then I'm so scared. But the best thing is, then people come into your life and help you on your path. You. Yeah, so it's like, I have you. I have other and friends that remind me.
And then that's where the flow is, right? Yeah. So it's like it's active flow. It's reaching out and grabbing it. But then there's also the trusting. And that's the flow. So you've reached out and you've grabbed it. There's the opportunity. I'm going to have that one. Thank you. And then the flow is the trust that all is coming and all is well and that this is exactly where I am meant to be. And then imagine if we had that mindset with every big change or small change we wanted to make. Once again, the journey would be so much more joyful and so much more enjoyable because we're detached from the outcome. Like, why are we so fixated on, I need to lose 5 kilos or I need to lose 10 kilos? Like, there's this thing and it's so in cement. Like, it's so like there's this flag over there in a kilometer and I have to get there. Otherwise, I'm a failure.
It's like, what if the other direction's better?
What if the flag over there is better or that's better over there or completely in another universe is better.
And that's where it's like, you know, our preferences and our level of attachment. I mean, when you are attached to something, I read something the other day. It's like, as soon as you feel attached to something, it's like, oh, you need to do work there.
Mm.
And I know that's what I have in relationship stuff. It's like, oh, I find someone I like and I'm like, I am attached. I keep you. I like you. I love you. It's like, I don't even know you and I love you.
But I'm going to keep you forever and ever. And I find you.
I'm not actually a psycho at all. But like, I think because I have been in this reflection space, it's like, oh, that's the thing that I want to work on. And because I know when you are attached to something, like, it's not a nice way to be anyway. Mm. Detachment.
Well, the attachment removes all flow, right?
Yeah. Well, because it's your sense of control.
You're trying to control the situation when actually you have no control over it.
Can I tell you what I should tell people what I did, like, as the sense of control since we're talking about this? Like, I liked someone and then I was like, no, it's bad. It's very bad. In my head, I was like, everything was, there's red flags, cross. And maybe there are. But I was like, let's end this now. Like, straight away, boom. And it was like a total irrational decision and I let it like made me really sad and like for a whole day and like
or longer
and like stressed and then it was like completely like an overreaction. But guys, it was on the new moon, so
we just blame the moon, right?
Yeah,
find someone to blame.
And now it's Mercury retrograde, so like if there's any issues in your life, just blame Mercury, okay?
Yeah, it's like this thing that happened overtook like our Sunday morning coffee, our Sunday yoga.
I love how it's like our.
And then like our morning on Monday. It was like, but not really. Then I reflected and I was like, Carla, that's not very compassionate. You should be more empathetic. Poor Emmy. And I was like, oh, so true, other Carla. And then I messaged you. I was like, oh. Are you okay?
Yeah, you were like mean and then you were nice.
I wasn't mean. I didn't have a coffee with you because I'd already had a coffee and then I realized she wasn't asking me for coffee. She was asking because she wanted to debrief. Whereas you should have asked me, Carla, yeah, I need to talk to you.
Sad.
And then I would have avoided any forms
of perceived meanness. I didn't even really get upset. Oh. I was upset about everything else. Yeah. So
Yeah. Anyway, that's interesting. That's the way we self-sabotage too.
Yeah, self-sabotage by like not communicating. By not being
honest.
Yeah, true.
Honestly. Oh my God, that is like the biggest way we self-sabotage yeah. in relationships. Any form of relationship. If you do not speak your truth, if you do not, if you feel something
yeah.
rise to your throat and you want to say it and then you just shove it back down, you feel not good in that relationship.
Oh my gosh.
And it could be magic. See,
and this is my thing. This is what I've had my whole entire life. Is it a common thing? Like, that I think it is very common to not speak your truth, yeah. right? Because this is why I've been
fear
on this.
Fear of judgment.
Yes. So I've had
one of
this,
the biggest fears.
Yeah. So
of
that's
all.
My, this is my life lesson because it's been a thing in every single one of my relationships that I've had where I suppress. And to the point where I got like the thyroid and the throat problems and I even went to like spiritual healers and they were like, yeah, your throat chakra is off.
So blocked.
And even the other day when I had my facial with Jasmine, which that was just the last episode. Tune in if you haven't, 219. And she picked up stuff on my throat chakra and my solar plexus.
Was your solar plexus over?
She didn't say. She just said she got stuff and then she gave me an alignment.
Yeah. Because solar plexus.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
So I've been looking into like, so I've, all my yin training, I've just done the chakras. So like the over like solar plexus is like, yeah, you kind of are like abrupt and like, rah, like that. And like sometimes you can be like that.
Well, I think because I were overcompensated. So this is.
Oh my God, I understand. Okay, hang on a second. So your throat. You're not allowing it. So then you push it back down and then it lies in your solar plexus.
Ah.
So this is like when we think about the colors. So the red base chakra is reflecting the earth beneath us. So
yes.
It's like red earth. And then the next color is sacral, which is orange. And that's a water element. So basically it reflects the red and the yellow from above.
Ah.
And that's what makes the like
oh,
the.
Yeah.
Like they're all like so everything's linked, right?
Yeah.
And so then if you're blocking your throat, like so throat is
blue,
the green below and the white or the not white, the indigo, bright indigo from the third eye, then them together is the blue. So then if you were to push it back down, then it's just gonna land in your solar plexus. So it'll probably go through your heart and land in your solar plexus.
Yeah.
It's going to be overworked because you've pushed it back down there. And so then it comes out in another way, which that makes sense because you're like, you are confident, right? But you're not overconfident, but it's like overworked in a way.
I think what happens is when I have strong opinions, then they come out like that. And
yeah, the way they come out. Whereas like you could potentially speak your truth in more of a, in a calmer way and also in a way that is more understood.
Yeah. And I probably.
And not taken personally by the other person that you're trying to express it to.
I don't really do that too often, actually. Maybe sometimes.
No, just to me.
Yeah.
And Mum.
I love how this podcast is like pretty much has become like, let's analyze Emma.
We can analyze me if you want.
But also the thing is,
terrible things about me.
Yeah, I know. So bad.
So bad.
But I think it's good because you know.
I accept myself. But I am amazing.
What is in me is in everyone, and what is in you is in everyone.
Yeah.
We are all reflections of each other. We are not separate.
No.
We are all one. Like we are, aren't we?
We're
like we're all the same.
Same thing.
And then we either like we are more this or we're more that, but different. Like, you know, like. We each have the trait within us. It's like even the trait which is the worst of all human traits, that is in us. We just do not put energy there because we have morals and ethics and whatnot. And
experiences that don't make us think that that's okay.
Exactly. And it's just an interesting thing. And I think it's a cool thing to think about because it makes you feel, and remind yourself, no, I'm never, ever, ever alone.
Well, you're never alone and you're never – the odd one out, you know.
No. I mean, and we all feel like we don't fit in, right? Like I feel the more and more people I talk to and more I reflect in my life, the more I realize that we all feel this sense of loneliness, but we don't speak up.
Mm.
And I've realized everyone that I'm friends with like talks about being lonely.
Mm.
Like pretty much. And it's like, whoa. Like, this is a really major thing. Like, we're in this time of, like, the most connectedness with social media. Mm. Like, we are living in – I mean, we're blessed to live in Australia with abundance, like, very big opportunities. Why are we all so lonely and sad?
Mm. We're not speaking up.
Yeah, we're not sharing.
This is, again, connecting. You want to make new friends? Like, that's your goal? Like, where are you not speaking up and saying hi?
Or putting yourself out there
or expressing your true feelings to someone, like saying that you're lonely or saying that you need help or saying that, can we hang out?
I know, right? Because
fear of rejection.
Shit.
It's like the two most common fears, fear of judgment, fear of rejection.
Fear of failure.
That is the reason why we self-sabotage. It's things, and they're all within us. It's not like you can... Like someone told us, Kim told us the other day, there's a giant bird outside.
Kim, it's a carol mom.
Gee whiz.
They live out there. They're very noisy. He's quiet at the moment.
Kim, our videographer, was like, you know, I was listening to your episode and it must have been the Biz Reflections episode where we talked about like everything we had done in our business from the beginning. And I was laughing my head off. I was like, oh yeah, like that's a funny episode. We've done a lot. And he said, yeah, the word that comes to mind is that you're fearless. You're completely fearless. And I was like, oh, like that's funny that you think that, Kim, because like the whole way I was feeling the fear, but I just did it anyway. Like, and again, we have that episode, the hero and the coward feel the same thing. Yeah. The fear never goes away. The dragon never goes away. Like it's always going to be there. And that's the part of the journey, that the dragon is going to appear. It's our job to overcome the dragon. It's our job to slay the dragon. And maybe the same dragon is going to pop up again. I'm going to slay it again. Slay.
And it's so true. I mean,
Joseph Campbell's hero's journey. Man. Like we see this in everyday life, in every moment.
It's always there. It is life. The hero's journey is life. And it's all of our lives. It's the same thing. And it's every movie, same thing. And it's a beautiful way of connecting to all humans.
What I really love about doing with this journey is like when something's happening in your life and you can picture the hero's journey and you can think, on which part of this journey am I? Because, man, I'm ready for like the other one. And it gives you faith. Like
yeah,
it does.
That is going to happen.
It's going to happen. And again, it's that unwavering faith. So you use everything that you can to have that unwavering faith. And I'm talking about, so in the hero's journey, there's like this moment of separation where that's usually where the calling is. Like something happens and you're called. And this is where you pick up the phone and you take the opportunity.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes. But then along that way, there's like all the dragons to slay and the lessons to be learned and the hardships and the mountains to be climbed and the rough seas to be crossed. And it's like, when is this ever going to end? But then finally it goes like to the end and you've learned the lessons and you're like, I get it. Like I get it. And then you come back and then you teach and you share and you share your story.
Yeah.
With the idea that it will help inspire and someone else who's now going through exactly what you went through. And then that is where we solve loneliness.
Yeah. By sharing experience and sharing lessons.
Stories.
Yeah. Oh, how cool. Life is pretty magical.
Mm.
And, like, it's so interesting to reflect upon as well. And then you're like, man, like, why do we get hung up on stuff like that fat roll?
Yeah.
Like, that takes all this magic away.
But how interesting that we can, even just this episode, we can see the hero's journey within this episode.
I know.
Like, that little thing that we thought was so, so important and, like, it was a great metaphor for everything.
Yeah, so
that
true.
Fat roll.
Yeah.
Like how we see life and how we experience life is what life is.
Yeah. Well, that it's all a perception,
so,
right?
Like if you choose to see something as – if you choose to do something and see something with joy and with love, then of course you're going to want to do it again and again. And of course then you will stick to, and I'll put it in inverted commas, the plan, or you will keep reaching for your success or keep moving toward what you believe it is that you want to welcome in.
And that this is where it's like, yeah, there's two choices. You choose love or you choose fear.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in love. You like don't use that word maybe, light, the light.
Mm.
the lightness of whatever you're working towards. I see the light. I believe in the light. I don't want to focus on the heaviness and the darkness and like make it not enjoyable. Like put the light on it. Mm. And like this is what Mother Mira, we'll go full circle again. Mother Mira, she untangles the knots in your mind and fills your mind with light. That's what she apparently does. She fills your mind with love and light. Because when we live in a way, in a manner with more love and light, what happens? We see everything with more love and life. Light. Therefore, we live with more love and light because we see it. It's all a perception. So and we can choose. For us.
It's real.
And that's all that matters. And then it's like, okay, every choice, like literally get in the practice, get in the habit. I'm going through this. I'm feeling stressed. Hey, where can I see the light? How can I live? How can I look at this with more light? Mm. It might not even be full light. It might be like fully bad and you're like, oh, like there is no light. No, there's going to be a glimmer.
Somewhere. You just have to look for it.
And sometimes we have to look damn hard.
Yeah. But then sometimes we have to look for the same little glimmer of light.
Yeah.
In the same moment that we're having.
So like let's use that fat roll thing. Okay, I feel the fat roll. I'm thinking about that damn fat roll. Ugh, so frustrating, so annoying. Mm. Okay, what's my glimmer of light? I'm grateful to be able to move sideways. I'm grateful to be able to get on my mat.
Yeah.
There's the light. That's a massive light right there.
Huge light. So much light.
I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. Yeah. Like if that is the only bit of light we use, like gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Yeah, if you can't think of anything. Any little bit of light, just use gratitude.
Yeah, I am grateful.
I am grateful.
Dot, dot, dot.
And add something.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be something that you're grateful for in that moment of where it's not very joy-filled.
Yeah, and it might be completely different to that. Like you might be a whole total other area, but then it'll instantly change your mood or instantly change your outlook on life itself.
So amazing. I like this episode.
This episode is so fun.
So basically the masterclass, what it's going to cover is the five ways you could be self-sabotaging. We kind of touched on a few, but we go into a lot more detail of exactly how to then overcome those ways, how to undo those ways, and how to really bring awareness to those things that you might be doing that are self-sabotaging your goals. In particular, we talk about health and fitness goals in this masterclass. But as we said, how you do one thing is how you can do everything. So you'll be able to see crossovers here of where something that you're doing is everywhere in your life and you simply don't want to do it that way anymore, which is so good that you have made that decision. I think sometimes we can take, you know, philosophy and lessons of we have to accept like too literally that we accept and then we just become complacent in that acceptance. Mm. And wanting to make a change is not a bad thing.
It's a great thing. I think it's a good place to remind us all that change is always going to happen regardless. Yeah. So, you know, if you don't want to welcome a change, but life is going to change in some way or another because nothing
is forever.
Yes. So the change will come whether you take that step towards it or it takes a step for you.
Yeah. So I think I'm really excited about this masterclass. Make sure you sign up over at themerrymakersisters.com/goals, GOALS. It's going to be great. It goes for about 55 minutes.
Yeah.
55 minutes. It's a lot
of juicy content. It's
a lot of action steps. You know, we're all about the actionable items that you can walk away feeling empowered, inspired to actually make a change and in a joy-filled way. Like, it's going to be fun. So come and join us for that one. Mm. Otherwise, we'll be coming to your ears next week.
Yeah.
With a brand new episode.
So excited. I really loved this episode. So thank you for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye-bye.